just listen to the sounds of Miles checking his email.
Okay, all right. No further from Jennifer Love Hewitt, so I'll just get out of this. Okay, I'm here.
Static.
Everybody, what is the action? This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
This is not Jennifer Love Hewitt, thank you.
I hope to God not.
Well, you never know. Hey, it's a weird, weird world, you know?
It ain't that weird, partner, man. It ain't that weird.
You never know.
No, I think I do know that.
Hey, Miles.
Yes?
You mentioned this Neighbors movie to me. Did you enjoy that Neighbors movie?
I didn't watch it all.
It was the dumbest movie.
I think I fell asleep.
It was horrible.
It's the most horrible, dumb movie that I don't know how the Seth Rogen continues to get paid for things like this.
I think I'm just getting old and moving out of the demographic of these movies and stuff. So no. Like, this is a stupid.
No, it wasn't even that. Know. It was just dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some part where him and his wife are screwing or something, and the neighbors are watching him through the window or something.
No, that was kind of funny.
Oh, well, that was okay. I myself like to go to the neighbors and, you know, watch them, you know, screw and stuff.
Well, yeah. The frat boys were watching because they were the neighbors, see, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just fell asleep early.
It didn't have any good, you know. It wasn't that funny, you know what I mean? I mean, the 80s and the 70s and the, even in the 90s, some of those movies were kind of funny, you know?
I like Seth Rogen, but sometimes, you know, shtick gets old, you know? It's always like, sucking my cock!
Yeah, well, they did a little bit of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he has to, like, say that in, like, every movie he's in, I swear to God.
I just was like, oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
This wasn't that good. Ah. Sorry, I had my chair squeaking tonight.
You want a habit trail or
something? Yeah, I'm in a habit trail. Sorry.
You're in a giant habit trail or something.
That's because my neighbors are trying to keep me up. I'm getting too old.
Yes.
No, I just thought, if you wanna watch this is lame. Jeez.
Watch a good, it's called Nebraska. Watch that. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't saw that one yet, but yeah, I heard about that one.
That is good. That is, yes, enjoyable, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, but this Neighbors thing, it was just kind of lame. I mean, it just wasn't even that funny. I mean, there was no real good plot to it at all, even one of those really far-fetched ones, you know. I think I'd go for the far-fetched thing, you know.
How does it end, actually?
The frat gets in trouble and they get kicked out and their lives go back to normal. That's it. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't waste the time watching it. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I did. Thank you.
Did I see they're going to make Ted Part 2? Did I see this?
Yeah. Ted Part 2.
Oh my God. Ted Part 1 sucked.
Yeah. It wasn't that good. The best thing about that was Flash Gordon, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's very good either. You know, you love The Family Guy. I know you do. But
cartoon to some degree, yes, I do.
But I'm just like, it's not that great to me, you know. That guy's not that great.
His movies.
Yeah, not that great.
Especially A Million Ways to Die in the West. Wow, man.
Oh, I'm not going to watch that one.
Do not waste your time, man.
This Neighbors fiasco. Thankfully, it was like HBO or something. So,
I like Charlize Theron, but man, it's a huge waste of talent, man. Wow.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Welcome to Upsetting Movie Reviews.
That's right. I'm so disappointed in you. It's it's parental movie reviews. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
Could you make a plot? What?
What was I making fun of? You were goofing on me. I said two people, something fighting or yelling at each other for 90 minutes or something. He goes, oh, is that you and your wife or something?
I don't remember the movie, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something weird.
Yeah, I watched X-Men Days of Future Past over the weekend. That wasn't even that good.
Yeah.
I was like, meh, not that good.
Have you seen Birdman?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I want to see that.
Yeah, I'll see that eventually.
Has anyone seen it? Just please
raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Thank you. Okay.
Just raise your hand if you've seen it. Manny, I'm sure, has seen it. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Smidge, I'm sure he saw it. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, he sees everything, that guy.
CB, I'd say no, because he likes everything I don't like, so he probably did not see it. Probably.
Okay. That's nice.
And I'll get some mean tweet here in a week.
Yeah, Smidge, I don't know. The guy just must not do anything but that kind of stuff. I just can't imagine that he gets anything accomplished, but he does, so.
I know, my God, the guy is constantly seeing movies. Like, jeez.
He gets it all done. Go figure.
I know.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
But not as impressive as a beatboxing Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
I think.
Because that's what I saw this weekend. I saw Philip Seymour Hoffman, or some facsimile thereof, beatboxing.
Yeah.
Is that weird or what?
What movie was it?
It's not a movie. This was in real life.
What?
I was at this event. And actually, it was closer to you than to me. You ever hear of a place called Drake University?
Yeah.
All right, Drake University was in town, and I was at this event. And yeah. There's a guy that I swear could have been his, like, younger brother or something in this ensemble.
Yeah.
And he was doing this beatbox business. It was just wild.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Not what I need.
So, it was, yeah, it was more like, Bismarcky, yeah.
So, what was that?
Well, it was just like a concert kind of thing, but.
Oh, you weren't like at a pride thing, were you?
I wasn't at a fish fry or anything, no.
A pride parade.
Oh, pride. No, if I was, I would tell you.
Yeah, I know you would.
I don't mind.
Yeah, he's marching tomorrow. That's
it. Yeah. So, no, it was weird. Oh, you know, I have this problem where I don't. I'm not very good at recognizing people. You know, faces and stuff. And yeah. I don't remember names, but for some reason I can associate people with celebrities.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this big group of people, and I will tell you right now, the women of the Drake, thing, not so good looking. Just saying.
Wow.
Not very judgmental. Not so good looking. Very judgmental. Hey, I'm just saying it.
I'm just saying it right now. They got a bunch of ugly bitches there.
That's right. Out of a crowd of about 20 or 25, maybe like 4. You know what I'm saying?
There's only 4 doable ones out of 25, I swear to God.
On the Facts of Life chick rating scale, there was a whole lot of Natalie's.
Just saying. A bunch of Natalie's and players.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Natalie's.
Yeah.
So
any Joes in there?
A couple of Joes, but mostly Natalie's. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. I was like, there must be another group on campus who's getting all the good-looking ones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, out of the guys, there was like.
What was this group?
Huh? It's like a singing group.
The Old Dre Singers.
That's right, something like that. I can't remember. I didn't really want to. I didn't want to go, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, where was this at?
Well, it was in St. Louis. Do I have to give like exact dates and times of everything? Come on.
Yeah, so I can Google it. Or I can Google it and just see where you were at.
No, I don't. That's why I don't give you all that, because I don't want you to Google it.
All right, go ahead. So you're listening to some people, and there's not enough wacky material for you, and then what?
So then the guys, there's like the Philip Seymour Hoffman guy that really looked like him. I mean, if I would have had like a surreptitious camera with a telephoto lens, I would have took his picture. But I did not. And it looks really funny with me, you know, and then the cell phone picture is not going to do any justice because I'm so far back, you know, so.
Yeah.
But this guy was like,
why are you still?
I thought about it, but then I thought my wife and my daughter would be really mad at me, so I didn't approach him. But hauntingly, like a young Philip Seymour Hoffman. I expected him to be like, you know, in Boogie Nights mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, remember how he was in Boogie Nights? Kind of weird.
I don't know, but I have a huge man crush on this guy, so keep playing it.
Oh, really? Well, and he was thinner than he was when he died, but Philip Seymour Hoffman, totally. You know, I could not believe it. I'm like, I just kept looking at the guy, thinking, wow, that guy looks so much like Philip Seymour Hoffman. And there was another guy who looked like Napoleon Dynamite.
And he was scatting.
He did, actually. No, he kind of rapped or whatever. It was a rapping Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, Hulk. Yeah, exactly.
So it's a bunch of ugly white kids rapping, or what was it?
Basically, you know? Yeah, there was basically a bunch of ugly white kids rapping, yes.
Yo, I'm from Drake, and it ain't no mistake.
That's right. You can get a chocolate shake, but you can't bake.
That guy with the phone trying to take my picture looks like he's baked.
That's right. I want to kick him in the double take. So, yeah, no, I mean, there was like, it was just weird how all these people looked like. I'm trying to think of the other celebrities that were there. There was a guy who looked a bit like Rudy. You remember your favorite movie, Rudy?
Oh,
looked like Sean Astin.
Okay.
Looked like him. He was he was one of the lead guys. There was two guys who looked like they were, you know, brothers from another mother or something. They were so like similar but dissimilar. It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, these guys look like his dad like got around, but they just were really ugly. So I'm trying to figure out how his dad scored with these two women. So
we're Reg and Ron.
That's right.
Nice.
So anyway, they actually all did a really good job as far as what they were there to do, the singing and so forth. They did a great job, but the looks of them was just there was interesting. There was one guy who looks like Brian Jude, but you don't know who Brian Jude is, but yeah.
You're right, I don't know who Brian Jude is.
Brian Jude.
Should I know who that is?
No, you wouldn't know who he was, but other people listening may know who Brian Jude is, and so they'll... There's a guy looking like Brian Jude. He is a he's actually a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Independent filmmaker in New Jersey who some people know. His name's Brian Jude.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy. All right, yeah.
You know, right. Okay, you remember now.
Yeah, I talked to a guy once or something, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, I didn't talk to him.
Oh, okay.
He kind of begged me for help, and I said, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, it was one of those things.
I don't really help people that
bad. I don't help people. Yeah, after last week's show, you can kind of see where Miles is on the helpfulness spectrum, so, you know.
And you can see where Bob is on the judgingness spectrum. So,
Me? What do are you talking about? You?
Oh, the girls were really ugly, but wow, the boys were super cute.
Yeah, they were. Well,
yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Well, whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. So yeah, it was just weird, but I mean, the guy was so, I mean, I wish I would have took a picture now. I wish I would have snuck around like at the end or something, you know, we got snacks or whatever.
Now, how many times have I told you what to do and you don't listen?
Well, tell me again, maybe I'll remember this time.
If you want to meet people, you hang out by the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
How many times this?
I actually was close to the bathroom, but there wasn't a lot of people there. So.
If your stocks people hang out by the bathroom, they eventually have to pee or poo. So,
yeah, that's true. You did mention that.
I bet there's a million times you get. Do not.
Well, I wish maybe it was the distance or something that made him look even more like him. But I'm like, that guy really, that's kind of scary. I mean, that guy should use that to his advantage.
So did you have to keep like 1,000 yards away from these young people? I mean, what?
No, but I'm not, there's no zoom on the camera phone and so forth. So it's just like, you can't zoom in. You gotta,
You can zoom with the camera phone, can't you?
No, it's a digital zoom. It's not optical zoom. It's not very good. So.
Oh, ours takes great pictures.
Zoomed?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, maybe not. All right, well, maybe not. I'm waved off on this one, though. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. See?
The judges are waving me off. Okay, that's right. Never mind. Okay, I've been waiting.
I cannot make a decision without my wife's input. Thank you.
Halt!
Honey, is our camera phone any good? Thank you.
No, she texted me. Said, no way. No.
A wolf. Like, my wife's telling me the camera phone is not very good. It's my retarded dad.
There you go.
Hey, Dad, that's our camera phone. I have no idea, but I will watch the Family Guy and try to find out.
I'm at this musical. I'm 1,000 yards away from this really cute guy. It looks like Channing Tatum. And I'm thinking, wow. But I didn't want my wife and daughter to know that I had this man crush. So I just kind of stayed back with my hands in my pocket for a little while. And
yeah, you're supposed to go. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
No, there was no Channing Tatum. It was Philip Seymour Hoffman. So. And I wasn't attracted to him. I just thought it was really ghostly that he looked so much like him. No, there was no Jeff Goldblum.
You look like Matthew McConaughey.
All right. So what's going on with you there? Or should I just ask your wife? What's going on with Miles tonight, Mrs. Tyler?
She's not allowed to talk. She doesn't get to talk.
So. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring you into yet another movie idea I had, but, maybe I won't now.
Well, go ahead. I can tell you right now, anything you have is better than anything that Seth Rogen is doing currently. So
yes. Okay. This is right up. This is a Seth Rogen movie. Yeah. Right here.
All right, let's hear it.
This guy, okay, I'm a pitch man. I'm going to pitch the movie to you. Okay?
Give me the pitch.
It's a comedy, okay?
Comedy, got it.
And millennial? What do they call these young people now? Millennials?
Sure, millennials.
Him and his buddies, they kind of go down to Mardi Gras and they're getting the beads and, they're seeing some flashing and stuff. And
already, a better movie.
Already, you're intrigued. You're like, oh my God, Miles, this is awesome. So, he kind of, accidentally drinks like this voodoo potion, all right?
This sounds like a wacky 80s thing already. Sounds good.
All right. It's like Better Off Dead, but kind of different. Okay. Uh-huh. So,
it could be Better Off Undead. Get it?
Hey, there you go. No. But, as it turns out, it starts kind of slowly, and then it kind of gets kind of epic, I suppose. But women cannot stop flashing him.
Oh, now that he's drinking the potion, they're compelled.
He's getting ready for work. He walks outside, and like the neighbor, you know, gives him a little like he's like, oh, geez, you know, and then he gets to work, and like some women, you know, kind of like, oh, you know, and then like, you know.
Kathy Bates flashes him, right?
Right, you get like the whole spectrum.
Right, yeah.
You get the spectrum, yeah.
So it gets to be, it's moments of pure joy prefaced with moments of sheer terror.
Like he goes to visit, you know, his Nana in the nursing home, for instance, and then that's where things get really weird, you know, and...
Nana, please, I can't stop myself.
No, I don't know. You know, there's kooky directions it could go. I'm just saying, you know. So now,
his goal is to try to, like, cure himself or what?
You would think, but then he's good with it. So his buddy,
I think you've got this movie. You know what it's called?
What?
Girls Gone Wild.
It's kind of like Liar Liar with boobs, you know.
I think you already bought the set.
I did. Well, you know, I mean, I had a movie a few years ago called The Blue Lips. I proposed that.
Yeah, a few, as in 15, but okay.
All right. Well, then I had a movie called Time Whore. Okay.
Yes, I remember that one. Yes, Time Whore.
Time Whore. Now this is my new one. I haven't really named this one yet.
Why don't we call it? The flashing.
It's a perfect set.
People will think it's a Marvel movie, and so they may go there. Or no, DC movie, I mean. It's like, you know, Batman, The Flash, get it, you know.
The flashing. Whether I'm flashing, whether I'm not flashing, you know, whatever you hear me doing.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, at first it's kind of cool, and then the guy's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. Oh.
You know, I think you should do this as a short movie first, you know, to get some funding, and then...
What, Kickstarter? Is that what we need?
Yeah, you need to do like a few minutes of it, and then put it on Kickstarter.
I don't know. There's something in the cash,
they've already got... I hate to mention this, because I just read about it. I haven't seen it or anything. And I don't know the full details because I just read like a little blurb. But there apparently is a horror movie where in order to get rid of, like you get cursed, right?
Yeah.
And in order to get rid of the curse, you have to have sex with somebody. That helps you get rid of the curse. And so apparently it's just like Slackers, except everybody's just getting rid of the curse.
A typical 80s movie, though.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, that could have been one of yours.
Yeah, I know.
That's a new movie. You're like, here's the deal. You got a curse, but the only way you can get rid of it is to have sex with somebody. That's the movie. That's the movie. Right. Yeah, there you go. And then you get the wacky guys. I got it again. I can't believe it.
Oh, no. I gotta kill myself.
I got it again. It came all the way around. that's the end of the movie.
My wife just asked if it was the castle. Welcome back, Cotter.
That's right.
Oh. All right, I can't supervise vagina. Oh.
I can't. There seems to be a curse. It's going around the school here. Well, Mrs. Cotter. Well, Epstein,
I'd like to toss your salad.
I'm not going to have sex with any of you boys to get rid of this curse. Yeah, nice.
Oh, wait, what's this note say? Please have sex with Epstein. Sign Epstein's mother.
That's Epstein's mother. Welcome back.
And boom, boom, motion.
That's right. Now, Now, oh, Freddy, try to explain to me how it went from you to Horseshack.
Hello, Matthew Todd.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was Doc.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So, see, that sounds like a movie you would come up with right there. So.
Yeah. That movie. Now, that movie I would watch. Yeah.
I know. I can't remember the name of it, but I'll send you a note.
I'm telling you, we could write a movie. We keep pitching ideas to each other. We would eventually write a movie. You know.
I tried at one time. I had a whole thing set up where we could actually write, and we never did.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And it's even easier now. Way back then, it was harder.
Yeah, I know.
Now I know. Can just share a Google Doc with you, and we can both write on it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're kind of like the Affleck, who's the other? Affleck Damon, I guess, but we have no motivation, I guess.
Right, yeah, we're totally unmotivated, exactly.
We have not written our Goodwill Hunting just yet.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that it wouldn't be an H in the title, but a C, so just saying.
Yeah.
Goodwill.
You like apples? How about these apples?
Oh, my Lord.
You like melons? How do you like these melons?
Yeah, I just have a feeling that you'll be writing, like, you know, Breakfast Club 2 Electric Boogaloo or something.
What does that look like to you, Sporto? It looks like a cold sore to me.
That's right. And Emilio Estevez comes back as the, assistant principal or whatever.
Yeah, all right, watch that.
There you go. Well, that's interesting. So everybody should... watch Kickstarter for The Flashing, and unfortunately, yes. Miles will be on his short format in order to get the Kickstarter going. He'll probably be doing all the flashing, so.
Yeah, I'll be wearing wigs and stuff.
Because he's got, if you on one side, he's got a C cup, and on the other side, he's got a D cup, so.
Yeah, I pretty much have the Julia Roberts up. Some Pretty Woman in my closet, so I can put that on. And yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're all good to go.
Yeah, I'll be all good.
Yeah. I'll have to buy your own razors to cut down some of that chest hair. So. Nice, The Flashing. Yeah, well, maybe it'll happen.